I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back in to Fesco and Dusty. It's B-Dub.
My old Michael McDonald this morning.
If I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place down. Get back on the floor and start selling TVs. Shout out 40-year-old virgin. Could have been me. Could be you and all of us at the fan draft party Thursday, April 24th. The Landing and Liberty starting at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero.
10.
We'll be broadcasting live during the first round. Draft contest is back, baby. $965 worth of the prize plus an autographed Juan Taylor helmet.
So you're getting cash and a helmet. That's nice, man.
Just don't jump too early. Because you get 1 point for every player drafted in the first round. 3 points if you get a right player on the right team. Sheep must be turned in to Steven Inspector prior to the first pick on the clock, and the whole entire fan staff will be in attendance at the Landing Liberty.
I thought it was Steve Inspector.
Steve Inspector?
Steve Inspector. Okay. Either way.
Sorry, voice to text. No, don't apologize. That's the greatest name I've ever heard.
It's so good. It is
Steve
fantastic.
Steve Inspector.
Steve Inspector, yes.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Is today like one of the best days to grill? It's going to be like 80 degrees.
It's supposed to be nice now. Like going forward, I think today, you know, I'm going to go home after the show, and I think I'm going to put the outdoor area together for the summer.
Nice.
I think we're at that point in time now where I'm going to break it out. If I keep listening to my wife, I will do it over the week. We'll never get to it, right? So I've got the opportunity, before I become the Uber driver for the afternoon, I've got the opportunity to go out there and do that today. So I think I'm going to do that and get all the TV set up outside, get ready, because like, spring has finally sprung, folks. And the weather yesterday was great. Today's supposed to be greater. Tomorrow's supposed to be the greatest of all time, weather-wise, and this weekend's supposed to be nice. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. And then you have the Masters on TV, which puts you in a great spot as well. Because there's nothing worse than watching the Masters and it's raining where you are, or it's still kind of cold or nasty. Like, you've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
You get that azalea bush showing up there in Augusta, and you're like, I just want warmth. And now we've got it, man. Get outside and enjoy the hell out of the day.
No doubt. And then you get the Royals at, what, 1 o'clock today?
Get a little day game after a night game. Going to be very difficult for everybody to show back up to the ballpark, you know, with the day game after a night game. But, yeah, a lot of good stuff going on, man. It's a good time of year.
You get Michael Wacha on the mound today.
Wacha.
Yeah. You get Wacha on the mound at 1:10. Vern at 12 o'clock.
So very nice.
Short show for Cody and Golden Drew, and then obviously a short show for the drive as well. But the Royals and Twins in action for the final game of the four-game series.
It is the finale.
That's right. And then it's off to Cleveland when it gets really interesting to see how that series goes the way it ended. But speaking of interesting, Shador Sanders. Man, he's kind of like the pre-drama of the NFL, like Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're always wanting to know where Aaron Rodgers is going to go, what's he going to do next. Shador's kind of been that way the entire time, right? We go back to when he had three different baseball caps on his his backpack, and everyone's like, what's this mean? Oh, he's dropped in the draft. He's going to go to the Raiders. He's going to go to the Giants. He's going to fall out of the top 10. And now, you know, we look at Shador's, you know, draft stock, and it just continues to, like, move And of course, today he's visiting Pittsburgh.
Right,
Pittsburgh. So now him and Aaron Rodgers are together in a conversation.
Right, which is, I mean, I think it's outstanding. And one of the great things about this whole Shador Sanders thing is watching what people are saying about him right now. And a lot of it's negative. And that's usually what happens at this time of year with the draft. We start digging up negative stories and negative things. Like last week, and I even saw it again yesterday, he pats the ball. Like this is some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. He's patting the ball and that's delaying and all this. So this is what we're knocking. Nobody's mentioned patting the ball until April 1st with Shador Sanders, like it's some fool's joke or something like that. So, you know, people are looking for the dirt. They're looking for ways to say he's not going to be a good player. I saw an unnamed executive in the NFC say he's a marginal quarterback at best to ESPN. And so you don't really know what to believe at this time because it is kind of the silly season. And there's a lot of people out there that just flat out lie so they can throw other teams off the scent. And people think, oh, nobody's interested in Shador Sanders. And so maybe he'll fall and we'll get him in the later rounds. The Pittsburgh thing is really interesting to me because I don't know that he's going to fall all the way to where the Steelers are drafting. What are they at, 21 or something like that? Like,
yep.
I don't know that he's going to fall all the way to 21, so there may be a trade involved. But I think the Steelers could be a really good spot for Shador Sanders with a veteran head coach, the possibility of having Aaron Rodgers so you don't have to start right away, and the team, not the quarterback, but the team can groom Shador Sanders to get him where he needs to go in a year or two because Aaron Rodgers ain't going to have no part of that. And so you get the opportunity to kind of sit Shador for a year or two, groom him into the NFL while Aaron Rodgers, you know, does his narcissistic thing, and then you have the opportunity for him to play with a good head coach. I think it would be a really nice spot for
Shador. I throw this out there too because you know how, like, I don't know, you have kids, you would want your kid to go to the best possible situation.
Absolutely.
Or somebody that's similar. Like, you would think that there's some similarities between Tomlin and Deion. Like, I know that Deion's more flamboyant, more arrogant, more flashy, but kind of has that same sort of, like, the same sort of roots when it comes to, like, how you address your team. Like,
right.
These are men. They're going to figure it out. We don't have time for this, you know, baby back, you know, BS stuff.
Right.
And kind of the same with Deion. Like, he's out there like, hey man, y'all gonna be players, like your dogs, your captains, your leaders, whatever it is. And I think that, like, if Deion's like, my kid's gonna go play under Mike Tomlin, cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't need to worry about that. Whereas, like, you know, my kid's gonna go play under that Duval guy.
Yeah.
We got some issues.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you're a little bit more, you know, on the spectrum when it comes to, like, wondering what's gonna happen, how he's gonna coach your son.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I feel like if Shador were to go to Mike Tomlin, Deion would be like, Matt.
I'm good with that, yeah. Right? Like, put yourself in the shoes of Deion Sanders as a parent, because that's what Deion is at the end of the day. He's a dad, right? And as a dad, as you mentioned, you want what's best for your kids. You want them in the best possible situations. It's your job as a parent to put them there. And if you're Deion Sanders, you know the inner workings of the NFL. You know how this league goes, right? You know everything there is to know about this league. As a parent, how many coaches would you be comfortable for your child to go play for in the NFL, knowing that he's going to get the opportunity to not be saddled with a coach that's going to fail and be fired? And as we see over the years, how it goes in the NFL, you know, with quarterbacks and coaches in this league. If you're Deion, how many coaches are truly out there that you say, yeah, I'm comfortable with my kid playing for that guy? I think all four AFC West coaches make the list. I obviously think Mike Tomlin makes the list. John Harbaugh makes the list for me. And there's not many other situations with head coaches as a dad where I would feel comfortable sending my kid knowing he was going to be set up for success. And so from a Deion standpoint, that's what he's kind of looking out for. I want my kid to go to a situation where he's going to be able to have success and not have to be, you know, this guy who's going to go in 1 year and have Coach A, the next year have Coach B, and then they're going to get rid of that guy and it's going to be Coach C. Like, if you're Deion, you want your kid to go into a situation where it's going to be successful. And there just aren't many of those in the NFL, right? Because head coaches change constantly. There's about six as a coach where I would, or as a father, where I would feel comfortable sending my son to be the next quarterback.
And the reason you have this conversation is you don't get this a whole lot where, like, a dad and son just were on the same, you know, team, and one's going to the league and one's an actual, like, high profile coach. So, I mean, it's kind of an anomaly to see this in the world of sports where like a high profiled athlete and a high profile coach are now going to split. And now his career is going to go this way. And, like, how's Deion going to be now that his son's not in Colorado? Like, is he going to be a better coach?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he going to be less of a coach? Again, I don't know. But it would be interesting to see what happens, because somebody in the text line brings up another good point. Like, McVay would be one of those guys.
Yeah,
where, like,
McVay. I'll put McVay on. Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we could add a few more to your list.
Go ahead,
more than you think. I think Kyle Shanahan, I don't know if you'd put him, but Matt LaFleur. I think Kevin O'Connell.
Dan Campbell.
I think there's a few more. but I think probably like 10 to 12.
I'm iffy on Dan Campbell right now after losing both coordinators. Like, you know, last year with both coordinators, it was great. They did good things. They lose both coordinators. I'm kind of now in that, I don't want to call it purgatory with Dan Campbell. I like him, but how much of what he was able to do is because of that staff and they were all together and they had that chemistry. I think the jury may be out a little bit this year on Dan Campbell, because if they take a step back, right, and they don't do good things, everybody's going to go, man, with all the coordinators, you had nothing to do with that. And then Dan Campbell's going to be on the hot seat after this season. So I think it's a big year for Dan Campbell.
Yeah, big year for Jared Goff, too, in that
sure
sense.
Yeah.
It's also for the franchise itself. This is year four, right? This is year four of the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The NFL, you get 4 years, and then we'll see what you do after that to see if you can stay relevant. Buffalo's done a nice job of it. Kansas City obviously has exceeded expectations beyond belief. But this is like year four of Detroit, right? Like, fall real short in the first run, NFC championship game, obviously going forward on all that. And then last year,
step back,
you know, and then now it's this year. You've lost your two coordinators in Aaron Glenn and in Ben Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, okay, you don't have the backbone of your coordinators, but you're obviously a guy in Dan Campbell who I still trust. Like, now if they were to start off like 0-3, I'd be like, I'd be in that purgatory area that you are. But again, like, man, that division, you know, it didn't get any weaker, I don't think. I mean, it got stronger, if anything, right?
You're going to have to pay Gibbs. You're going to have to pay Hutchinson. You're going to have to, like, these guys are all in rookie deals.
Yeah, like, it's coming. It's coming fast for the Tigers, or the Lions, I mean.
Really?
Bears, and the Bears and everybody. Yeah, right. Like they got a lot of work to do. Like,
this is
a big year. And I don't mean that negativity towards Dan Campbell at all. I mean, I think this is a questionable year for Dan Campbell. I mean, like, if it's Andy Reid and he loses his coordinator, so what? It's Andy Reid, right? He's got a 20-year track record in the NFL. Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, some of these guys that have been around forever and a day, they just kind of move on, they figure things out. This is Dan Campbell's really first rodeo, losing the two biggest coaches on his staff. How does he replace them? How do they do? How do they gel? Is it seamless? If it's seamless, great, then Dan Campbell is one of those guys. But if they take a step back, then I don't know if Dan Campbell is one of those guys. Because then you mentioned, now contracts are coming due for everybody.
To your point with the Shedeur Sanders thing and Deion, his dad, you know, dad finding a coach for him. You mentioned six. Let's say there's 10. Mm-hmm. How many of those coaches need a quarterback? One or two?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Usually good coaches don't need a quarterback, exactly. Right? Yeah. Because they're good for a reason. They've got the quarterback out there, right? The teams that need the quarterback have Callahan as their head coach, have Duvall as their head coach, have Schottenheimer as their head coach.
Ugh.
Speaking of head coaches, one former head coach comped, used to be a local kid. Then he went to the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
This is John Gruden on Will Howard.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Hell, who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league,
MVP,
man.
MVP Josh Allen.
What is? He's a real big dual threat now. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Joshua Allen, he went to the combine. What was he?
6'4".
What are you?
6'4".
How much did he weigh?
It's 237.
You guys are the same size, man.
Yeah, man.
So that's how big a guy you are.
Yeah.
26 career rushing touchdowns. You had an 80-yard touchdown run. 71. That's like Saquon Howard.
Okay. I mean, I will say this is where Gruden thrives.
I mean, that's so good, though. It's if you're awesome. Not hyped up after, like, I'm like, draft Will Howard now.
Exactly.
I love Will Howard's confidence, too. He's like, damn right.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Let's go. But that's good for Will Howard to show that, man, because teams are watching this. Let's not kid ourselves. Teams are watching this Gruden interview. They've been doing it for years. And Gruden put him in a great light yesterday by comparing him to Josh Allen. Now, comma, the pressure doesn't need to be there for Will Howard, because whoever drafts Will Howard, and he will get picked, he's probably, what, a third to fifth round draft
I would
pick
say
somewhere
so.
in that realm, right? Whoever drafts that guy, whether it be Cincinnati or, I mean, the St. Louis Bengals or Dallas, whoever drafts that guy, right? Whoever picks that guy, now all the fan base is going to be saying, well, he's the next Josh Allen. Mm. He needs to get out there.
It's true.
And that's just not the case. That's unfair pressure, if you will, for Will Howard. But also for Will Howard, now you go, all right, I got the belief in John Gruden. Maybe I will go be Josh Allen. F it.
And this is a great draft to be Will Howard.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean,
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, let's take a flyer.
Yep.
You know, what's the gap between, honestly, real honesty here, what's the gap between Shedeur Sanders and Will Howard? Not much.
Not as big as people want to make it.
No, right? Somebody will not, say, well, Will Howard will go in like the third or fourth round. Shedeur will be a top five pick. Cool.
Shedeur had the hype train. Shedeur has Deion. Everything, right? Everything. Will Howard was just a guy that, you know, switched schools, went from K-State to Ohio State. won a national championship. Yeah. Can't take that away from him. And he had a really good season. He did. He was a really good quarterback. And Gruden's right about the running thing. I mean, you picture Will Howard. It's not a lot of his throws that you're thinking about. You're thinking about some of the big runs that he had for the for my Buckeyes, right? Like, those are the things that you're thinking about with Will Howard. I'd love to see what he can do in the NFL. I mean, just because you're a third-round pick as a quarterback doesn't mean you can't start. Has been the case in the last 20 years or so. You have to be a first-round pick to have that talent. But he may be one of these guys that just kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit.
Who are the top five quarterbacks? Mahomes?
Yeah.
Allen? Burrow? Lamar?
Yeah.
Hurts?
Yeah. Yeah, the fifth gets tough. Hurts right? Good. Yep, yeah. Fine with that.
Four out of those five run. Whether you like it or not, they run. Mahomes runs.
Mm-hmm.
Howard's a runner. You know, get with the times or get lost, man.
But it's a different style of running than what, like, if you would have said years ago, running quarterback, we'd have thought Randall Cunningham or Donovan McNabb,
Michael Vick,
guys like that, that were dynamic runners. I think all of these guys that you mentioned are smart, heady runners. Okay. They know how to run. They know how to get the first down, and they know how to not get hit.
Like, Lamar runs, like, that's like, we could say that Lamar's legs are over his arm because they're just so innovative. They're so... Yeah. You know, impromptu when it comes to like, hey, I'm at, it's like, you, it could be four, it could be third and, you know, seven, and Lamar could, you know, hit Mark Andrews if he catches it or not. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Or Lamar takes off for 40 yards.
Right. Yeah.
Josh Allen's the same way. Third and two, anytime he plays the Chiefs, you know Josh Allen's going to run. Will he get the first down? I don't know. Mahomes?
Well, no, now because it's got a laser in the ball.
I would say two of Mahomes' top five biggest plays in his career are runs.
No doubt.
The Philadelphia Super Bowl run. Yep. And the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's it.
And we've seen him make miraculous throws. Again, I'm not out here saying that Mahomes is a run-first quarterback, but a lot of people, imagine not being a Chiefs fan when it's third and 12 and Mahomes takes off with that dad run down the sideline. Like, damn it, dude, yeah,
it's backbreaking. It's backbreaking. I used to tell people all the time when Mahomes was in that rookie year or the second year, I go, pretend you're a fan of the other team and watch the game over again and feel this sickness in your stomach when you see Patrick Mahomes get 3 yards on third and two when everybody's covered and there's nowhere to go and he sneaks out and goes. I think Alex Smith was one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL because he was smart about it. He understood how to run. He knew when to run, and he picked up a first down every time. And that's what Patrick Mahomes has did. Like, if the biggest thing that Alex Smith gives Patrick Mahomes is the knowledge of how to run with the football at the quarterback position, that's something unbelievable, because Patrick Mahomes is very much like Alex Smith when he runs the football. You don't see stupid runs. You don't see him, you know, risk his body. You don't see him do dumb things unless it's in the Super Bowl or the postseason. But when Patrick Mahomes tucks that ball, and as you mentioned, the dad run, because that's kind of what it is, right? You see him kind of tiptoe down the sideline. It's a backbreaker. Every time he runs with the football past the line of scrimmage, he picks up that first down and breaks the back of the opposition. And that's so cool to see. You just watch the opponent melt. They think you have it done. They think they have you stopped. And then Patrick Mahomes gets out there. And if Will Howard can be that type of quarterback, like a Josh Allen in the NFL, that dude's going to have a long career, man.
And the good thing with him is, like, he could get drafted to a team who's ready. He could sit for 2 years behind a competent player and go to one of those 10 coaches that we mentioned and have some sort of system to be under.
No doubt about it. You want to see Bob get pissed?
Yes.
You think media members are out to get athletes?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because they're not. Because most media members want to be friends with the athletes, and they got other things to do, like their job. PR staffs of teams plant these seeds that the media is out to get the athlete. And that's not the case at all. The media is there to do a job. And we saw this hot take culture yesterday come up in Major League Baseball, where you have Adam Ottavino, who was designated for assignment twice in 1 week by the same team, which is very, very hard to do. He claims that the media is out to get people and out to get the athlete. And he says this: well, the first thing is the veteran guy's trying to basically saying to not tell them anything, Ottavino said when he asked what you're supposed to say to the media, to be very wary, and that's going to be somebody trying to get you. Nobody's trying to get you in the media. Have you ever been somewhere where somebody was trying to get somebody in the locker room? Very rare does
here.
Something like that happen.
There's a reporter that came after Tyreek and his grammar.
Oh, okay.
And they're no longer here.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the only time I've ever really seen like an unnecessary media shot.
Right.
And, you know, they complained about commas.
Uh-huh.
But that's like the only thing I've ever seen that really is like kind of in there. I will say the best opportunity media members get is what you guys don't get to hear. Like, the off the record stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why, like, I've always had like I've been a rah-rah guy for a Danny Duffy because, right, like, in his locker, there was a Kobe jersey. Obviously, an L.A. kid, yeah, loves the Lakers. And I would just walk by and be like, yeah, when do you wear that Kobe jersey? Game day. And I just, phone in my pocket, let's talk about the Lakers. And it was like, you know, the other one I had, Richard Sherman, after they played the Chiefs or the Niners, talked to Richard Sherman off the record for like 5 minutes. Cool dude. Great guy. But right away, he's like, yeah, we can talk, but I don't want to be recorded. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
And they have that right, right? Like, they don't have to be recorded. Like, you could talk to them, and then all of a sudden, you get those relationships. You build those relationships. But yeah, I would never go out of my way to try to set somebody up.
Right.
Now, I have almost got punched in the face by Yadier Molina, but that's because he was just an ass.
Right.
Like, but I wasn't trying to set him up. I was just trying to get answers.
Right.
And yeah, I've been around guys that ask questions. I've never seemed or thought that somebody's out to get them. If you are, you'll know right away, because then they'll be like, yeah, they won't answer your question. They'll just move on.
Right. Yeah.
Like, exactly. There's times where like people try to ask Andy Reid stuff. He's like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Right.
And exactly. It's brushed off.
Yeah.
Like, there are subtle hints at when they don't like a certain way that a guy will push a narrative,
mm-hmm,
which I don't think they intently, I don't think they have intent to go out there and do that. But I think there are times where like they can get in the mucky water of, you know, maybe misusing a quote or something like that, but it's rare.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, like, I don't speak for everybody, but we're not out to get athletes.
No.
We're not out to do that. We just, you know, we're in your world. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is. So,
but there also has to be the reciprocal treatment as well. You have to treat the media with respect if you are an athlete, because it's human being versus human being as well. Not versus, but, you know, it's human being and human being. But these teams, and I would say just about all of these teams, tell their players, be careful what you say to the media. They're out to get you. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And I hate the fact that these PR staffs do it. But this story kind of stemmed because Adam Ottavino was talking about the hot take culture of ESPN. And he says, I think it definitely leaks into your confidence to the point where I know a lot of guys, as the season wears on, they feel more comfortable on the road. Because at home, they feel like whatever they read on X or whatever is basically like the opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of their home team fans. So even if it's not true, they're feeling like they're playing in a negative environment, and they don't want to be looked at even worse. And that stuff starts to creep in. If you're a professional athlete and you're affected by what's going on X and social media, you're not tough enough to be a professional athlete.
Fair point. Speaking of athletes, we talk about this on the other side. It's called a bucket list. You're familiar with what that is, right? Not your top 10 buckets, because number one is the Home Depot paint bucket. But your bucket list for sporting events.
Well, I like the Menards bucket.
Yeah.
Beer bucket.
You can save big money at Menards. But no, it's a great one.
That is a good bucket.
Why are we not doing best buckets?
Maloney's does a great bucket on Saturdays. Bucket of beers.
Oh,
you can
absolutely.
Get at Maloney's. Yeah.
Of course.
And mushrooms. Not the ones that make you see things.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.